going to begin discussing the subjects of Vestos. Vestos is a partial colloquialism because the real term should be Vesussos, but somehow people colloquially refer to it as Vestos, so the conventional usage is Vestos, even if it's grammatically inaccurate. The Gemara tells us on Daf Tazayin Amin Aleph, few lines from the top. Lami neighbor of Nachman, Vesos the Raisa de Rabbanon. See Rashi. Vesos the Raisa de Rabbanon, second line of Rashi. Hadakai Milan, Dibai Bedika, Vishas Vesta. The Gemara is going to establish here or work with the assumption that a woman must perform a Bedika. Bishas Vesta, Daraisahi, so is our requirement the Din Daraisa, the Imla Badka Tamea, such that if she didn't perform such a Bdika, she would be Tamea. Vafilu Badka Akhir Zmana Mazasa Tahora, even if she does a Bdika subsequent to the Zmana Vest, and it's a clean Bdika, she still would be Tamea, Darach Bizmana Ba, Vidam Chazai Benafalakark, and then we have to assume that she saw Dam Bishas Vesta. And she didn't notice it, but it was there and rendered her tmei. That's what we would assume if Vestos daraisa. For our purposes, until we say otherwise, we're talking about a vest kavua. We'll have to discuss as we go on differences in halacha between a vest kavua and a vest sheinu kavua. But for our purposes, for now, let's assume we're talking about a vest kavua. So if you say Vestos daraisa, that there is halachic significance to the time at which a woman expects to see dam. And that is Mechaiva Bedika, to the point that if she didn't perform the Bedika, even if she performs the Bedika at some point later, and the Bedika is clean, we still have to treat her as Tamei. Oh, the Rabbanon who, that's a Chua, V'imla V'Kahatar. Or maybe the requirement of Bedika is only a Din, the Rabbanon, that's what it means, Vestas, the Rabbanon. And if she didn't perform the Bedika, she would remain Tahora nevertheless. That's how Rashi frames the question here, of Vestas, the Raisa, the Rabbanon. We'll see that potentially there is another nafkamina between Vestas, Daraisa, and Darabanan, and that is the requirement of Prisha Samach Levest, which we'll get to a little bit later. Mirashi frames the question only in terms of Bedika, Vishas, Vesta. The Gemara continues, Amar Lahumi, Damar, Huna, Chavri, Mishmei, Darav, Isha, Sheish, Levest, that even if she didn't do bedika, if she didn't do bedika right away, even then chosheshes the vesta, I'm a vesta deraisa. Ikdamir halchi kamalei time derasa halarasa in chosheshen I'm a vesta rabbanon. Fine. Then the Gemara attempts to be told of this on another machlokas tanaim. Fine. How do we assume lahalacha? So Tosa says over here, Dibur Masor of Nachman, Nira dalacha de Vestas de Rabbanon. Tar of Nachman bar Yitzchak de Hubasra Islay de Lara Vestas de Rabbanon. So the Nachman bar Yitzchak here in the Gemara is one of the later Amorayim, tells us that according to Rav, one of the early Amorayim, Vestas de Rabbanon, halacha karav bisui. That should indicate that we paskin Vestos de Rabbanon. And I'm skipping a little, so paskin the Shiltos. Hilgach isha sheish levest v'lo badka b'shas vesta. V'achrikach badka masasa tahora tahora labayla. V'mir nira delachachila tzricha livda b'shas vesta. So since Vestos de Rabbanon, if push comes to shove, a woman didn't perform a bedika b'shas vesta, and then she performs a bedika later and finds herself to be tahora, she remains tahara le baila. Lechachila, the bedika should be performed b'shasa vest. You shouldn't wait. If you did wait, and the bedika is clean, she is tahara le baila because we assume vestos de rabbana. Okay, that's not the final word yet, but that's the Tosas writes here on the daf. The Rishonim are bothered how, some implicitly, some explicitly, how to square this Ibaya the Gemara, whether Vesas Daraisa or Vesas Darabanan, which here is in the context of, at least the way Rashi presents it, in the context of Bedikas, that is the context of the Gemara, how to square that with the din that the Gemara presents on Sabbat Gimel Amud Beis, with the parallel Gemara Shavuos Yeches Amud Beis. The Gemara there has a din of Prisha Samach Levest and pins that on a pasuk. Gemara quotes a brisa. A few lines from the bottom, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Vatanya. Vizar Temes B'nei Sami Tumasam. Mikan Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, and Shavuos is B'Shem Rav Oshia, so either Rabbi Yirmiya or Rav Oshia. Asar L'B'nei Yisrael, Shiyifrishu B'nei Shaseyan, Samach Levestan. So you see from this pasuk, there's an azhara that you need to be parish from your wife, samach levestan, which we'll have to define. The Gemara's initial attempt to define is v'kama, amarava ona, ma'ilava ona chrisi lo osa ona. So the Gemara has a havamina, an additional ona. The Gemara says, no, the ona itself of the ona sevest. Then the Gemara establishes that this din is relevant both the inyan taros and le'inyin iser le'baila. Okay. So, Mishana Rabadard, the Gemara here seems to be presenting a pasuk as a source for Prisha Samach Levest. That sounds like Vestos are Daraisa. So how could you entertain the possibility Vestos are Darabanan if Prisha Samach Levest is Daraisa? So many Rishonim, for example, the Raivin in the beginning of Shar Tikkun Vestos, the Rashi from the Torah Sabayis, they assume that this pasuk must be an asmafta ba'alma, that at least lamanda amar vestos derabanan, the zartim is only an asmafta, and the whole requirement to preach the samach levest is a din derabanan. So if you hold vestos deraisa linyan bedika, so it could be preach the samach levest is deraisa. If you hold vestos is derabanan linyan bedika, then preach the samach levest would be a din derabanan, and this is only a Asmachta. That seems to be the position of some of the Rishonim in Yavama, Samach Beis, Samach Beis. The Gemara there has a din that a Yotzei L'Derech is chayiv to be poked as ishto. Someone's about to go on a trip, so he has to be poked as ishto. What does poked as ishto mean? So the default position we've shown him sounds like it should mean Tashmish. That's what Rashi explains in where they're Yavama Samach Beis Amud Beis. Yavama Samach Beis Amud Beis. That Yosel Derech has to be Pokedis Ishto B'Tashmish. The Gemara says, even if it is Samach Levesta. So if the din of Prisha Samach Levest is a din daraisa, then how can you entertain violating that din daraisa and being poked as ishto if you're Yosel Derech? So those who show that understand, Rashi for example there, those who show that understand, the Ravid, that the Gemara Yavama is talking about being poked ayide tashmish, so they have to understand that the whole din a Prisha Samach Levest is only a din derabanan. So heim amru, that din derabanan is waived in a situation of Yosei L'Derech. But if you were to hold that Prisha Samach Levest is a din deraisa, then lo yitachein that we would waive that din deraisa in the situation of Hayotze Laderach. So that's the position of the Ravid, among others, that Vestas are Derabbanon, and Vizartem is only an Asmachta, and therefore, B'makam Mitzvah Lo Gazru, so you can be poked as Ishto Ayidei Tashmish, even Samach LaVesta, if you're Yotze Laderach. Now, some of the Rishonim there understand otherwise. Tosfos, Yavam Samach Beis Amid Beis, Dibur Maskel Chayiv Lifkod. Tosfos Samach Beis Amid Beis, Dibur Maskel Chayiv Lifkod assumes that Poke doesn't mean Tashmish. After all, Prishta Samach Levas, Tosfos assumes there is a Dindaraisa from Hizartan. So how can you tell me that we're Matzah Tashmish? Ella means Divrei Ritzoi. That's Tosfos there, that's the Rush there. That Chayiv Lifkod is only Divrei Ritzoi, but not Tashmish. If he's Artem, it's a Din D'Araisa. Krishna Samach Leves is Din D'Araisa. So there's no way that we're going to waive it, B'makom. No way we're going to waive it, even B'makom Mitzvah, so to speak, by Yotzei L'Derech. So the whole heter of Chayiv Lifkod is only, or the Din of Chayiv Lifkod is only Divrei Ritzoi.
What's considered
Divrei Ritzoi? Talking nicely. And that's what the Bach points out, that according to Tosfos, it must mean not just that it's mutter, but you're mechuyev. The mutter is the case always. We'll see that many poskim assume that Samach Leves, the only issue is Tashmish Mamish, even Chibuk V'Nisha could be mutter. Taz is Machmir, at least according to some, within some Rishonim. But according to everyone, Divrei Ritzoi should be mutter. So that's what the Bach points out, that the Chiddush according to Tosfos has to be that not just that it's mutter, because it's mutter anyway, but you're mechuyev. You're mechuyev in Divrei Ritzoi, even Samach Levesta, by Yotzei Laderech. Okay, but these Rishonim on either side all assume an absolute equivalence between the Shai Levestas, the Raisa, the Rabbanon in the Tezayin, and whether Prisha Samach Levest is a Din D'Araisa, whether Vizartim is a Din D'Araisa, or an Asmachta, whatever you assume by one. If you assume that Vestas is the Rabbanon by Bedikos, then you have to assume that Vizartim is only Nesmachta. If you assume that it's the right, so then you can understand Vizartim is the Drasha Gemur. Yeah.
How do we understand that it's Tosos? Because in Tosos we associate what they say in
Tezayin. Different Mali Tosos.
Okay. But how do we know that they're saying that also Vestas in general are Deraisa?
Tosos in Yavamos?
Yeah.
So Tosos there presents that Prisha Samach Levest is a Din D'Araisa. Right, so it's possible. If you're just looking at that snippet, you're right. So Tosfos there does not talk about in general. Tosfos appreciates some of us. You're right. In a Hanami, Tosfos there could assume that, as we'll see, the possibility in a minority position to be shown him, and the Noz Mehuda will get to, that it could be Vestos de Rabbanon, and appreciates some of us is still D'Araisa. Okay, fine. Granted. Okay, the Ritva in Shavuos in the parallel sugya of Prisha Samach Levest, Shavuos Daf Yuches Amud Beis, the paragraph beginning venerally, the Ritva has the following possibility. Devadai de Samach Levesta shez hira Torah Hainu Samach Mamish, Kegon Chatzi Shah V'Chayotzei Bo. So it could be, says the Ritva, that there's a Din D'Araisa of Yizartem of Bnei Yisrael, there's a Chiv D'Araisa of Prisha Samach Levest, and that Chiv is only Samach Mamish, Samach Chalatarakula of Chatzi Shah. The samach of Arvik Sachem Samach L'Mincha L'Yochal Atzei Yosef, half hour. So everyone would agree whether you hold Vestas deraisa, Vestas derabanan, everyone could agree that there is a din deraisa, prishta samach levest, in the half hour that samach mamish. That's vihizarta. And then the broader, the din of Rabbi Yoshia, which is the broader din that covers the entire ona, the entire 12-hour period of that vest, that's only a din derabanan. That's a geder v'siag. The ona amur b'din Rabbi Yoshia midirabanan hi, lasas geder v'siag, ta'kai melan vestas derabanan v'lo deraisa, v'heyach hechmira Torah, lesor ona shlema kodem lachem. So it can't be that we could hold Vestas derabanan, and yet there's a din of Prisha Samach Leves to the entire Ona Daraisa, but he is willing to entertain that even if Vestas derabanan being Poresh for that half hour would still be a din Daraisa. So he has the possibility, in a very limited way, that Vestas derabanan and the broader din of Prisha Samach Leves is only a din derabanan, and yet the half hour that samach mamish is still aser min haTorah. Okay. The Ra'ah has a more expansive distinction that goes further than this Ritva. The Ra'ah, the Bedek HaBayis, Bayis Zayin Shar Beis, in the standard thinking of the Torah of Bayis is page Dalet Amud Aleph. Isn't that right? Dalet Amud Aleph in the Bedek HaBayis. paragraph begins, O Kasav. So the Ra'ah begins by citing the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis. The Rashba is of the opinion that the din of Prisha Samach Leves, Laman Damer Vestas Derabanan, is across the board a din Derabanan. So he lines up the question of Vestas Derais Derabanan by Prisha Samach Leves and when it comes to Bedikos. The Ra'ah takes issue with that. And then the Ra'ah makes the following suggestion. Takes issue with the Rashba's assumption that Bizartim is only a din derabanan, Laman de Amar Vestos derabanan. Okay, if you have your fancy Shulchan Aruch, you take a look, Dalet Amud Beis. I'm starting Dalet Amud Aleph, sorry. Let's read from the very bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. He writes the following. V'le'olam eina muteris lo be'ona v'afilu barila shelo rasa. Even if she knows she didn't see Dam during the Onas Havas, she's going to be a Asura. Afil v'ves she'eno kavua, kigon she'neshtana ela shalonakar. And he says that's even true by a ves she'eno kavua, meaning where you had a ves kavua, and that ves kavua hasn't been predictable the last two cycles, but it hasn't been nakar yet. Fine. The Isur Torah who's that? So the requirement to be poresh and to treat a woman as asura labayla after the zman havest, meaning within that ona of the vest, That's an Isra Daraisa. Aval of Nei Vesta, Ba'onazu. But the period of that Ona that precedes the Vest, Kagon, Lemuda Liros Vesof Hayom of Emsayom. So let's say she has such a predictable cycle that she always sees in the last hour of the day. She always sees an hour before Shkia. Or she always sees that Chatzos. Le'inin Shos Shelafanov Ve'osa Ona Dahayna Mitkila Sayom Le'inin Shos Shelafanov Iregila Liros Vesof Halayla of Emsa Layla Le'inin Shos Shelafanov Ve'osa Ona Dahayna Mitkila Salayla Hakim Plutza Gaman Amr Vestas Daraisa V'chule. So the Ra'a suggests that everyone agrees, Vizarta B'tnei Yisrael, that didn't appreciate some of Levest, that's referring to the, or there is a Din D'Oraisa of Aprisha, that the woman is a Sura Labaila from the moment that she expects to see Dam till the end of that Ona. But the earlier part of that Ona, if she predictably expects to see Dam at Chatzos, and never sees Dam before Chatzos on that day. So from Nates until Chatzos, whether there's a din of prisha during that window is going to be dependent on Vestos D'Oraisa or Vestos D'Rabbana. So there's a chiyuv D'Oraisa of prisha. There's a chiyuv D'Oraisa of prisha from the point that she expects to see Dam till the end of that Ona. But prior to that point, from the beginning of that Ona, that's only a din D'Rabbana. So then the Ra'a says that the Gemara in Yuvam Samach Beis, Pekida, Ayosu L'derech, that's talking about in the earlier part of the Ona. So we're Matir Tashmish for Ayosu L'derech during the period that's only Asa D'Rabbanim, the first part of the Ona, prior to the time that she expects to see Da. Okay, that's the position of the Ra'a, that after the time she expects to see Dam, Is going to be D'Oraisa. Before the time she expects to see Dam, the Is is going to be Mid'Rabbana. And this exact distinction is suggested by the Chachmas Adam, who I guess didn't have the Bedek HaBayis, but is mechavin to what the Ra'a writes. Chachmas Adam in Simen Kufches, Binas Adam Os Aleph, Chachmas Adam Simen Kavches, Binas Adam Os Aleph. So he doesn't say exactly like the Rav, but he. It's somewhere between the Ritva and the Ra. Chachmas Adam writes, Nirali, he says, L'chore Nirali davar chadash shelo reisi v'shem chibor she yidaber v'zeh. Mikol makam torahi ulanis daiti tzarachia. So no one ever said this, even though some Rishonim that he didn't have access to may have said it. But he didn't see it anywhere. He thinks it's correct. Nirali, da din mukhrach, the Lekuli Alma's mana vest aser midaraisa, Lekuli Alma. That the Zman HaVest, so he's referring to a narrow window of time, it sounds more like the Ritva, you know, the Ritva has a half hour, he just refers to the Zman HaVest, which he doesn't define precisely. He says, Zman HaVest aser midaraisa, Lekuli Alma. Lenechleku Ella al kol ha'ona. What's the machlokas vest of the Raisa the Rabbanon? That's referring to the entirety of the Ona. Kigon, Shidarka Liras Betchila Sayom, O Besofa, the Asher Kola Ona, Vazayish Omim She'enu Ella Midrabanan. So this is more like the Ritva than the Ra'a, but he doesn't exactly define what the Zman HaVest is. But the contrast is, if the Zman HaVest is in the morning, then the rest of the day is going to be Mutter Min HaTorah, Lamad Amar Vestos Rabbanan. If it's at the end of the day, then the beginning of the day is going to be Mutter Min HaTorah, Lamad Amar Vestos de Rabbanan. Right, so he leaves it with the Tzarachiyah because no one ever said this before, but he thinks that this is correct. Again, this approximates the position of the Ritva.
Again, he holds that before is also Darabana and after?
He holds, right, he says only the Zman Haves, that's why I said it's more like the Ritva, that the Zman Haves, whatever that is, would be Daraisa, and the Machloka Festus Darabana Daraisa refers to the period either or both before and or after. So this position, the Ra'ah, is reflected and a svar is provided by the famous Tshuva de Noz Yehuda, quoted in Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkatan Gimel. Pesachei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Pedal, Sifkatan Gimel, quotes the Noz Yehuda. The Noz Yehuda is in Madur Kama, Yoredeya Simen Nun Hei. Madur Kama, Yoredeya Simen Nun Hei. Okay. So the Noda Behuta's interest here is in presenting a possibility, a framework for saying that even if Vestas Derabanan, the din of Prisha Samaf Vest could still be a din Daraisa. He has the same distinction between the period prior to the expected onset of Dam and the period afterwards, and the time window afterwards within the same Onam, as the Ra had. So he explains the following. He did not have the Ra.
He also didn't have it, but he
was Mechavin basically to the Ra. So he says the following. The Gemara in Gittin Kavches Amin Beis has a distinction between Shema Meis and Shema Yamos. And the Kiyas Anod, and by a get, and by eating Truma Becheskas, that the Kohen husband is still alive. So Gemara distinguishes between Shema Meis Lo Chashinan. You have, if someone's alive, last you check he's alive, you have the right to assume that they're still alive. But Shema Yomas, going forward, proactively, we are concerned that the person is going to die at some point. Rashi explains, Shema Meis Lo Chai Shinan, because it's Negad HaChazaka. So right now, we want to be done whether the person is presumed to have died yet. So he has a Cheskas Chayim. We're not going to presume that he has died against the Cheskas Chayim. Shema Yamos, to say that we're concerned he will die down the road, that's not a violation of the Chazaka. What's the Hesber? The Noz Behuda writes as follows. Perish, Shadvar. The Adam, Yesh L'Cheskas Chayim, Kemo Shahaya Chayarata, Dayan Chayim. The person has a Cheskas Chayim. We know last we checked he was alive, so he's presumed to still be alive. Aval, ein lo adam chazaka shelo yamos. But a person doesn't have a chazaka that he's never going to die. Shere vada yamos v'machas. Everyone dies once. Everyone dies at some point in their life. So there's no chazaka that a person's never going to die. Ulakach, v'chal shach hashinan shebereg hazeh yamos. But at any moment, we have to be choshesh that he's going to die right now. So if a woman says, can I eat truma on the basis of the fact that my husband's still alive an hour from now? The answer may be no, because maybe he'll die. The chasher kvar avra hasha, shuv lo chashin, shem kvar meis. But if we're being done at something retroactively, so So now we're not choshesh that he already died. Anything in the past, if we're being done, what happened in the past, he still has a cheskes chayim. So he says the same thing by a woman. Me'at v'gam gabi isha. The kol isha yesh v'cheskes tara. Shrei achshav hi tahara. So every woman has a cheskes tara. Right now she's tara. Till we see dam, till she sees dam, she's presumed to be tara. V'lo cheshin Hashem kvar nidma v'tumas nida. She has a cheskes tara. So to assume that she became tmeya is against the cheskes tara. Aval eila isha chazaka shila tira nida achersha, but a woman doesn't have a chazaka that she's not going to see them later. Jem is a chazaka. Shrei b'pam achas a see the liris nida. At some point she will see them. Shrei lo tiyatar la olam. Ulakach ikol amechash b'chol shah shem tira. So at any point looking forward, you have to be choshesh that maybe she saw them. But looking backwards, you don't have to be choshesh that she saw dam and became tameh. So what does that translate into? Lukach. Vestos le'inyan le'esor le'shamesh samach le'vesta hulukuliyama minatoru. So Evan agrees that the iser, the requirement of prisha samach le'vesta iser tashvish v'shas vesta, that's the din d'oraisa. Lefi sharmina chazaka orach bizman o yavo. V'lekel ha'neimer ha'mi neger chazaka zu cheskes tara sa'isha. Shebesed ha'chayshin ha'shem ha'tira lomarino nadayin cheskes tara. The fact that we're close and she's going to see Dan down the road doesn't create a race on the cheskes tara. V'mamish k'mo shem ha'yamos. Din kei lekel chazaka sosu l'cheskes orach bizman o ba. U'lekach asur min ha'torah. Aval, in far of her Vesta, but if the Vesta already passed, we'll name our Vestos the Raisa, Litama Lisha Agar, Lomer Shirasa Bishasa Vest, Negazet, Yesh Cheskes Tara Hasosir Lizet. So he says like this. So Lamanda Amr Vestos the Rabbanan. That means, as far as the Dikos are concerned, right, so you're right, it's not exactly the wrong.
Right. He's in before.
Correct. Sorry. So he says like this, that as far as the din of the Dikos is concerned, Licha Fila, even Laman Dom Rivestas Rabbanam, let's say, Tulsa says, you need to perform a Vedika. If you didn't perform a Vedika, so now we're being done, you didn't perform a Vedika, now you did a Vedika later, do we have to assume that maybe she was Tamea, Vishas, maybe she became Tameya, Bishas Vesta. So there, if we're being done retroactively, are we considered that she became Tameya? Well, at this point, if we have no evidence that she did become Tameya, she still is a Cheskes Tara. That Cheskes Tara remains intact, and therefore the woman is still Tahora, even if she didn't perform a Bedika, Bishas Vesta. So that's what it means, Vestos Dirabban. But as far as Din of Prisha Samach Levest, so that's being concerned about, the Torah prescribes, that you have to be concerned that she's going to see Dam sometime during the onan which she expects to see Dam. So then there can be a din d'oraisa, shemi mechayev prisha samach levest, to aser tashmish. So it's conceivable, another Yehuda presents, that vestos d'rabbanan, and yet the requirement of prisha samach levest is a din d'oraisa. So you're right. It's like the Ra'ah in the sense that Evan agrees there is a d'oraisa din of prisha samach levest. The Ra'ah limited that to the period between the exact time that she expects to see Dan and the end of that Ono. The Ritval limits it to the half hour prior to the exact time that she expects to see Dan. The Noda Behuda doesn't distinguish. According to the Noda Behuda, that entire period, that entire Ono, has a requirement of Rishta Samach Levest and Isur Tashmish, but you can still hold that Vestos Derabbanan, such that if you neglected to perform a Bdika B'Shas Vest, and then you did a Bdika later, which is clean, she remains Tahora Labayim. Yeah.
I thought the Nadir would say that after none of the Dura Isra. mean, the time where if it's over, she's supposed to sit until it's 10:30, you would hold that no longer is it's passed.
If she expects to see Dan at 2:30.
So meaning the whole morning until 2 o'clock, that's the Araisa.
Right.
And then once two o'clock hits and she doesn't see, so for the rest of the day, that would be called on a summer for us, that'd be a regular dinner vest.
You could theoretically say that as far as the Nodi Yehuda doesn't spell it out at all.
I would have said that because of the whole reason that he's saying the Cheskas Chai, which is what he said about the Din of Truma, is right after the fact that we've said that she has asked, that already tells
right, so the question.
So if you're making the Tzusha Lagamre, then mm-hmm. immediately after this man of her supposed to be saying Nidan, she doesn't, so she now goes back to the Din where it's already after the fact that it's post facto, then she would say that. We would say that that's only din derabanan to be choshesh.
Well, the question is, does everyone agree that we treat if a woman was lamuda liros at a specific time, does everyone agree that time, that narrow window of time has significance? So we saw for the Ritva and the Ra, yes. I'm not sure if that's true according to what we showed, we'll have to see. So if there isn't any necessary significance to that time within the definition of an ona, so then it could be when distinguished. And another view that definitely doesn't spell that out, but if you do accept that, you could hear that argument. Right? In the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, who endorsed the Nod Yehuda, and he's the Chasam Sofer says the Ra already said it. And the Piskei Tshuva points out that that's not really a full statement, as we just pointed out, not a fully accurate statement. The Ra said something in the same ballpark in that you can hold there is an element of Prisha Samach Vesta Raisa, even if Vesta is Rabbanan, but the Ra doesn't at all agree with the Ra doesn't at all reflect the Ra's gether in terms of what's considered the Raisa and what's considered the Rabbanan within that approach. Okay. There is a relatively brief piece in the Chidush Reb Chaim on the Rambam, just to bring to your attention. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Isurei Diya Halacha Yud Beis, Asur la'adam she'yavo ish la'samach l'vesta, shema tira dam b'shas tashma, shenema b'yisar temes mei sami tumasam. V'kama yema yadark l'iris b'yom, asur l'shamish mitchilas ha'yom, yadark l'iris b'layla, asur l'shamish mitchilas ha'layla. Okay, so Rambam just quotes the pasuk. Magamisha says that still could be only a din derabanan, And the pasuk is an asmachta ba'alma. Reb Chaim points out that even if you're going to say vestas derabanan and prishtas amal kvestas derabanan, there still is a d'araisa concept for the Rambam. There is a musag min haTorah of vestas, because after all, the Rambam's whole calculation of Yimei Ziva and Yimei Nida is based on a notion of vestas. So there has to be, on some level, even if you're going to argue that Prisha Samuel Kavest itself is a Din Rabban, on some level, there is significance to vestas min haTorah within the Rambam. You can take a look at how Reb Chaim formulates that. Okay, so what do we assume lahalacha in terms of prisha samach levest, whether that's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, or a fusion? And take a look at the shach here in Sifkat and Dalid. Sorry, the shach in Sifkat and Hay. And the Mechaber in Sif Beis writes, B'shas vesta tzarech lifrash mimena ona achas. Shachreis ha'ne d'rabbanan. V'chein haskam esrov v'poskim achronin d'vestas d'rabbanan. And prishta samach levest is a din d'rabbanan as well. Vadi Yisholchan on page Zayin in the Be'urim points out, you see that reflected in the following din of Shulchan Aruch as well, Sif Dalid. The Mechaber writes in Sif Dalid, Im regila liros b'nei tzachama, v'lo kimlan shapir yikadu b'nei tzachama o achar. If a woman normally sees around hanetz, but she doesn't know for sure whether it's before or after, ein asura ela bayom. So she has the right to be mekel and only treat the day ona as the onus of vest. She doesn't have to be machmir to treat the night ona as the onus of vest as well.
Why is that a riot? Before Nates is also the same day.
Before Nates is the previous day. So when it comes to Vestos, the calendar of Vestos starts with Neis and not with Alos, which we'll get to. So it's not the regular day, it's not the regular issue of Yom. It's not the regular definition of Yom. Right? That's why the issue, as we shall discuss, is before and after Neis, not before and after Alos. Right, with the Rashba, which is the base of this Alof and Shulchan Aruch. The Shach writes in Sif Yud Gimel, same thing by Ben Hashmashos. That if she's Regila Liras Ben Hashmashos, we don't know whether it's, even if we know it is Ben Hashmashos, we don't know, do we treat that as the next day, do we treat that as the previous day? So you can make a there also, the Shach says, to treat it as Lila. And that you don't have to be Machmir to Aser both Onos. That seems to be assuming that the din of Prisha Samach Levest is only din derabbanan, and therefore Sveika derabbanan lekula. Even though the Shach does acknowledge here in Sifkat Din Yidalid, he quotes in the Bach that Roy Lahachmir, the Bach, is Choshesh that Vestos, the Prisha Samach Levest is a din deraisa. So Mikra din the Shach, right, the Shach wrote emphatically in Sifkat Din Hay, that Haskamas Rav Poskim Achronim is Prisha Samach Levest is a din derabbanan. The Shach fundamentally writes that in Sifkat Din Yugimel. Sifkat Din Yudalid says that it's Ra'i Lahachmir. Okay, what about the din of Bedikos B'yom Havest? So is that, how do we assume there as far as Vestas the Raisa or Vestas the Rabbanim? One second. and the consequence of not performing the bedika immediately. So take a look later in the siman in Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Shar Nashim Tzrichos Bedika Kishiyagia Havest. Shar Nashim is in contrast to Muberes, Menekes, and Mitzalekes Damim, which the Mechaber discussed previously. But by a regular woman who is not a Mitzalekes Damim, there is a requirement of Bedika B'Shas Havest. Avra Havest V'lo Badka V'lo Hirgisha Tahora V'lo Bedika. If she didn't do a Bedika B'Shas Havest, there was no Hargasha, she's Tahora. Make her a din even without doing another bedika. Yesh omrim shasura ad shetivdok, but yesh omrim that she still should perform a bedika. That was Tosus's lechachila that we saw, and that's the Zayin Dibur Maskev Rav Nachman that lechachila she should perform another bedika. Because if you hold the Ves of the Rabbanan, so the simple flow of the sugya would indicate that if the Ves passed and you didn't perform a bedika and she didn't see Dam, there's no Argasha, she's Tahara. In the Mikra Din, there's no requirement of a subsequent bedika. The details of bedika we'll have to discuss a little bit later on. We're not going to get to that today. The details of bedika, the Yom Havest.
Tosus says that you have to be
matzah
her
tahara. I'm sorry?
Tosus' recommendation is only that you should do a bedika b'shas vesta. But he's still requiring you, even if you don't matzah her tahara, to do the bedika. They had the qualification of matzah her tahara after because he forgot during the shas vesta, but they assume that the kulei alma, if you don't matzah her tahara, you would still have to require a bedika.
You're right. Okay, so I have to work on that for next time. Okay, with that psak, the Shachar in Sifkat and Kaf Gimel quotes that the Bach is Machmir, like a minority position we've shown him, who assume essentially that Vesta is the rights in this context, and if she didn't perform a Bedika B'Shas Vesta, she'd be a Surah, even if subsequent Bedika is clean. But the Psak and Shulchan Aruch is essentially Vestos Derabbanan. Chavis Das writes in the end of Sukkot and Dalid that since we assume that Ves Dester Rabbanon, you have the right to be megillah if a woman has suffix, she doesn't know when her vestes is. She has a vest kavua, but she's confused as to when this man vest is. Chavistas writes, Afilu hayol yom echad vest kavua bevadai beinosan yamim. So la'isa yodas is a yom. Ha'isa b'taras b'chalosan yamim b'shem devestos derabana. Safi Rabbanan Lekula. Okay, let's just take a look at Sif Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. Rov Hanashim Yesh Lehem Vestos Perish Zman Kavua Aruch Kanashim Liras Zman Yadua Kigam Yeser Lesem Yom Omilam Olam Yom. So the Mechaber begins by saying, Rov Nashim Yesh Lehem Vestos Kavua. That sounds like it used to be the case historically, but nowadays it's very hard to come across a woman that has a Vest Kavua. Most women do not have a Vest Kavua, ever. Okay. Rov Nashim Yesh Lehem Vestos Liras Nitan Yadua Kigod Meyesim Lesiyom Amilam Olam Yom. Chol isha sheyesh la ves kavua ba'alaha shelo b'shas vesta ve'ena svicha v'dika lefnei tashmish. So says the Rambam, Perek Dalet halacha tezai, that any woman that has a ves kavua, if it's shelo b'shas ves, there's no requirement of v'dika kodem tashmish. That emerges from the Gemara in Yebeis Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Yebeis Amud Aleph, the way Tosfos understands, where did the Gemara go? Bami de Reb Zeir mi Reb Yehuda. Isha ma'a shetib da gasma labayla. Should a woman perform bedikos labayla tosas of neitashmish amr leila tivduk? No. If it tivduk mabakach, what's the big deal? In kain liba nok for birish. If she's going to be bodekas, then the husband's going to get nervous and he'll be parish tosos. Hirsha bin achanano keva deroa ishta bodekas. So, if the husband sees his wife doing a bedikah kodem tashmish, he's going to get nervous, and maybe she had a hargasha, and he's going to be parish. So that's libo nokvo u parish. So it's a bad idea to be bodek kodem tashmish. Hagos Maimonios, Perek Dalet Isurei Bia Os Kaf. Perek Dalet Isurei Bia Os Kaf. Quotes the following from Rabbeinu Simcha. Kaf Rabbeinu Simcha, She'ein Isha Rasha'a Lahachmer Lasma Livdag Achir Tashmish. So after Tashmish, a woman has no right to be Machmir. Ava livda kodem Tashmish, Rashay Adam Lahachmir Latzmo. Before Tashmish, you have the right to be Machmir. Kiditnan, Daf Yugimel, Kaliyadam Marba Livdok, is Meshubach. Thank you. the Beis Yosef quotes this a little bit differently. Beis Yosef quotes this not as Rashai Lahachmir, but Yesh Lahachmir. That according to Rabbeinu Simcha in the Beis Yosef's version here, there actually is a mitzvah to be bodek, or it's commendable to be bodek, kodem tashmish, against Tosos. I'm sorry. Correct. Again, according to Tosfos, if it's not b'shas aves, the woman is not allowed to be bodekes, or strongly discouraged to be bodekes kodem tashmish. According to Rabbeinu Simcha, kodem tashmish is either allowed or encouraged. What about la'achar tashmish? The Rama writes here, Halacha Tesayin, if nuos eina mishamshas ad sheyivdeku atzman tchila kodem tashmish, isha she'ein la vest asur l'shamish ad she'tivdok. L'figa achim mishamshas b'shnei edem, echa l'fnei tashmish, echa l'achar tashmish, isha she'esh la vest eina tzvicha eid l'fnei tashmish, ala mishim tzniyas. Al achar tashmish, echa l'tzvicha shnei edem, echa lo v'echa lo. The Rambam passes, even if you do have a vest kavua, you do need to be bodek achar tashmish. The Rav is masig. Sounds like from Libo Nokvo Parish, that's even discouraging la'achar tashmish. So the Mechaber only paskins einus v'icha v'nikol of ne'tashmish. But the Rama adds, "Gam ein la lahachmir l'dragas v'lo l'fnei tashmish v'lo l'achir tashmish shelo yehi liba nokva parish." So Rama paskins that even achir tashmish is included in the spirit of liba nokva uparish. And the Shach points out over here, Sivkat and Dalid, the Mechaber is ein esvicha l'dragas v'lo tashmish. That's according to the Rambam. The Rav poskim. Ein lahachmir even la'achar tashmish. I kol yada marba lived up in Asher Meizim b'shabachas. That's only shelo b'shas tashmish. And the Aruch HaShulchan suggests in Sukkot in Yates that even the Mechaber didn't mean to pass on like the Rambam that you should be bodekas achar tashmish, just that you're allowed to. Kodem tashmish, you're not allowed to even if you want. And la'achar tashmish, if you want to be machmir, you can, but it's not required. Neither to me, we seem like the Rama, that ein la'achmir lo lefnei velo la'achare. Okay, so next time we'll have to talk about the definition of ona as far as the onus of vaseline and prisha. And then we'll talk the details of Bedikas V'yama Vest and how this affects a Vest Shein of Kavu as well. Okay?
Is it a shot? Has everybody mentioned a shot?
I'm sorry.
Is it a shot?